And it is a quiet day in Washington today after a big day yesterday, a day of celebration for President Trump when House Republicans finally passed their bill to repeal and replace much of the law known as Obamacare.
You know, coming from a different world and only being a politician for a short period of time, how am I doing? Am I doing okay? I'm president. Hey, I'm president. Can you believe it, right?
And on the House floor, as the GOP bill passed, Democrats taunted Republicans in song, convinced they'll lose elections because of the bill.
Joining us for our weekly politics roundtable, Jesse Holland of the Associated Press. Hi, Jesse.
How you doing?
And it's always good to hear the music of steam, you know, 40 years later. Domenico Montanaro, politics editor for NPR, is here as well. Hi, Domenico.
Hey, I had no idea who actually sang that song.
Steam, 1969, one of my favorites, but anyway.
Oh, yeah. I remember 1969.
Domenico, you're one of many pointing out that this bill from the House still has to go to the Senate. But we have President Trump declaring victory in that unusual Rose Garden celebration yesterday. Unusual, because it's not yet a bill. Here he is.
Make no mistake, this is a repeal and a replace of Obamacare. Make no mistake about it. Make no mistake. And I think most importantly, yes, premiums will be coming down. Yes, deductibles will be coming down. But very importantly, it's a great plan.
So, Domenico, start there. Isn't this a triumph for Donald Trump?
Well, you know, it's a relief for him that he could get something through the House finally, but it's hardly a triumph. I mean, this is the low bar of, you know, considering that Republicans control the House. This is majority plus one. It should be the easy thing to do. So hardly a triumph. It is an incremental win. That's an important thing. But this bill has zero chance of becoming law and is a bizarre moment for them to be celebrating the way they were in the Rose Garden, which really tells you just how, you know, how difficult this was to get through and how relieved they are to be able to go home for recess and have something at least that they passed through and now can pass the buck to the Senate.
This bill has zero chance of becoming law, but Jesse, it does make it seem a little more plausible that they'll get something through the Senate and then, you know, they have a bigger chance of passing a repeal and replace of Obamacare now.
Well, I mean, I don't know if this bill gives them a greater chance to get anything through the Senate. Mm-hmm. The Republicans in the Senate have already said that they're not even going to start with the House bill. They're going to write their own. They may let a little of what the House has done inform them, but they're not even going to consider this bill. There's no chance of this bill, as passed by the House, passing the Senate. What we're going to see happen is the Senate come up with its own bill and then look back at the House and say, this is what you're going to have to agree to. So All the House did is the same thing it did during the last years of President Obama. It passed another bill dealing with Obamacare that isn't going to go anywhere.
Well, let's talk about one of the reasons people suspect that. And Domenico, I want you to take this. It has to do with these state waivers that are in this House bill. It essentially amounts to what is the real repeal of Obamacare. It would give states the ability to apply for a waiver that would opt them out of some of the regulations that are existing under the Affordable Care Act. So a state can do three things. They can charge older people more than five times what they charge younger people. You can't do that under Obamacare. They can eliminate required coverage called essential health benefits. This includes maternity care, mental health coverage. This was also required under the Affordable Care Act. And they can charge more for or deny coverage to people who have pre-existing health conditions. This could include cancer, diabetes, arthritis. This is according to the NPR analysis. Domenico, this seems to be where some people have, including Senate Republicans, have the most nervousness.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of things in this bill that are just, you know, they're difficult for Republicans to defend. I mean, all of those things that you listed are reasons why the bill, the first version of it, had just a 17% approval rating, according to one Quinnipiac poll. People don't want to see health benefits mandates taken out of this bill and have the bill cost more. Now, Republicans are arguing that if you take these older, sicker folks and put them in high-risk pools in states, that that can bring down the cost for healthier people. But the whole point of Obamacare was to be able to reduce the cost across the board. And if you have pre-existing conditions, that you can be covered and it won't bankrupt you. This seems to be going backward in a different direction. You know, of course, the healthcare can be very expensive. We already have high-risk pools in this country in the form of Medicare. But remember, Medicare was set up because elderly folks couldn't get covered. So they were being discriminated against and not allowed to sign up. But Medicare is something that blows a giant hole in the budget. Mm. That was the point of Obamacare. Don't make the same kind of mistake as Medicare, where you create a system where it's not really subsidized by healthier, younger people. The big problem with Obamacare was they couldn't get enough healthy, younger people to sign up for it.
Yeah.
So what about the politics of this? And Jesse, let me go back to you.
Right.
The House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said Republicans who voted for the bill would glow in the dark because it's so radioactive. Can they take back – can the Democrats take back the House on this vote?
Well, the Democrats certainly think they can. One of the things that has shifted because of President Trump is that in past years, the House Republicans could vote on repealing Obamacare and not have to worry about the consequences, because in addition to it not making it through the Senate, they knew President Obama would veto it. Now, all of a sudden, they have to pass a bill that could possibly become law.
Right.
And now they have to go back and defend it to their people. Even the American public knew in the past that whatever the House Republicans did on Obamacare would not ever become law. Now they actually have to legislate in such a way where they have to defend it. Democrats think this vote on this bill will be hard for Republicans to defend next year, and they plan to keep continually slamming them with this vote.
Does it make a difference? Does it make a difference for the people on the Republican side who voted against it? Or are they going to be lumped in?
Well, I don't know if it would make a difference for them. They're going to be tagged with being a Trump Republican who voted and whose party voted
right
in the House to get rid of Obamacare without coming up with a solution for it. If I was a Democrat, I would be banging it against their head. If you're a Republican, being able to say, well, you know, I didn't vote for this, but my party did, I don't know if that's much of a shield.
Okay, so we don't know if the Republicans are, you know, if this is their mission accomplished, thinking of George W. Bush, or if, you know, this is actually going to, in other words, it's not really accomplished, or if it is. But let's move on to other things that happened during the week, because there were other things this week, and there was a temporary budget bill that was passed. And the budget director, Mike Mulvaney, accused the Democrats of, you know, maybe spiking the ball, celebrating too early, because he said that the Democrats say they got a lot of what they wanted and the president didn't get the money he wanted for the Pentagon or the wall with Mexico. But Mulvaney says this.
The president delivered on his promises and got his priorities funded. And that's what the Democrats don't want you to know. They want you to think they won. What they don't want you to know is the American people won here because the president simply out-negotiated them.
Again, Budget Director Mick Mulvaney. I think I said Mike. Domenico, a little too much protesting there. He was standing in front of a picture of the wall. What was going on there?
Well, what started was Donald Trump with a tweet at 9:01 in the morning, you know, blasting Democrats about the fact that he had gotten through his, you know, that he'd gotten a win. Something triggered him that morning. And once that happens, then everybody in the West Wing, you know, winds up echoing what the president is doing. You had Mick Mulvaney go in thunder before the reporters there with photos of border fencing that he said falsely that this funding bill would be a down payment on the wall. And look, these are pictures of the wall that's being built. I mean, the president did not get through a lion's share of his priorities. What he did get through was a military funding increase. It was half of what he wanted, but it was a military funding increase. They got some more money for border security and fence mending, but he did not get money for a border wall. Okay, they got $1 billion or so in ability to make fixes and increase technology, but a border wall would cost upwards of $20 billion with a B, if that might be conservative. So, no, this was PR and spin. The president is all about optics and winning. Those are the that's what he really cares about. And the media narrative throughout the day was that President Trump took a loss and Democrats took a win, when in reality, this was a compromise bill between both parties. Democrats didn't get everything they wanted. Republicans didn't get everything they wanted. They all got something that they wanted. Nobody walked away perfectly happy, but some people are able to then come away and say that they took a measure of victory, and President Trump didn't like that you had Democrats going out saying that Trump took a loss.
Well, having just gotten back from Mexico City, where we did the show last week, I will tell you that even though President Trump didn't get the money for his wall in that bill, that every time he talks about it, the peso drops and the Mexicans say, stop talking and tweeting about the wall. It is not helpful.
I thought
to
you
us.
Were going to say every time he talked about it in bars in Mexico City, people took a shot.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
That's a good game right there.
Well, that's the time we have this week. But Domenico Montanaro, politics editor for NPR, and Jesse Holland, a reporter for the Associated Press, thanks as always.
Thank you.
On to next week.
Hey, goodbye.
Steam, check it out. It's here and now.